Earl and the Parrot. Earl was walking around town with his friend Omar, and they were talking about some of their friends from school. Omar said that he hadn't seen Frankie in a long time. Earl agreed he hadn't seen Frankie. "I wonder where he's gone," said Omar. One of the last conversations I had with him was how he had spotted a pretty bird in town that he hadn't seen before. The two of them kept walking, and they came to a quiet area of that town, an old section with narrow alleys and little streets. Omar spotted something odd down the block. There, sitting on a sill, was a beautiful tall parrot, with red feathers, yellow eyes, and a long green tail. "Look," said Omar. "Look at that beautiful bird. Maybe that's the bird that Frankie had talked about." "Yes," said Earl. "Let's get a little closer to it." As they walked up towards the bird, it looked at them but didn't move. It sat on the windowsill that was at the corner of the street in a narrow alley which was dark with shadows. As they came closer, the bird looked right at them and squawked, "Follow me!" And it flew up from the window ledge and into the alley. Earl and Omar ran to follow it and looked into the alley. The bird was a third of the way down, sitting on another ledge, as if it was waiting for them. They looked at each other, and then they looked at the bird, and the parrot said again, "Come, follow me." Omar said, "Okay," and walked into the alley. Earl, however, waited. He wasn't so sure about what was in the alley. There wasn't much sunlight there. But after a moment, he too walked into the alley. As they approached the bird, they could see more clearly it was a large bird, and the feathers were indeed very colorful and bright. Omar reached out to touch the bird, but before he could do that, the parrot fluttered up and flew down deeper into the alley. Omar turned to Earl. "Let's pet the bird. I want to touch it. It's beautiful." Earl said, I don't know, Omar. It doesn't seem to want to be petted. And where is it going? We don't know this section of town." "Oh, come on, Earl," said Omar. "It's so beautiful. I just want to try to get closer and pet it." Earl looked around the gloomy alley. "You might have to go alone, Omar," said Earl. I've got to go back. My mom's expecting me. Maybe we can try it later. I think you should come back too, Omar." Omar said, "Earl, I'm just going to follow the bird a little bit further. You go back. When I see you later, I'll tell you what it's like. It's a beautiful bird. Maybe I could even catch it." Earl shook his head. "I don't think you're going to catch a bird like that, Omar. But okay, we'll see you this afternoon." And with that, Earl went back out of the alley and up through town. While he walked, he thought about whether the parrot was the bird that Frankie had seen and whether Omar could catch it. After his lunch and nap, Earl went to Omar's house and asked his mother if Omar could come out and play. "Oh," said his mother, "I haven't seen Omar all day. I thought he was with you and that he had stayed out in the town." "No," said Earl. "He was chasing a beautiful bird last time I saw him." "Oh," said his mother, "that sounds just like Omar. Well, I'm sure you'll find him." And with that, Earl went back down into the town and looked in the usual places that Omar went. He couldn't find him. He went back down to the old part of the town. As he walked down the street that they had walked down before, there, on the corner, in the same place as before, was the beautiful parrot. Earl walked towards the parrot, looking all around to see if Omar was close by. As he got close, the beautiful parrot fluttered up from its perch and called out, "Follow me!" and went down again into the dark alley. When Earl looked around the corner, the parrot had again settled a third of the way down the alley. "Follow me," said the parrot, just as he did before. Earl began to think that maybe there was something not right about this situation. He looked carefully around the alley and didn't see Omar. He approached the parrot a little bit, and sure enough, the parrot took to wing, flew another third of the way down the alley and rested, and squawked out to him, "Follow me!" Earl now had a feeling that the parrot had something to do with Omar missing. Omar had wanted to pet the bird, maybe even catch it, but Earl knew that catching such a bird couldn't be done by just holding out your hand. And if the parrot could ask people to follow it, maybe it could tell him where Omar was. So Earl thought about it, and he had an idea. He went back out of the alley and he ran home. He got some apple slices from the kitchen, and then from the garage he found some string and a big box. As he looked at the box, he tested it to make sure it could hold something heavy. And with those things, he walked back into town, down to the old street, and there, sure enough, he saw the parrot sitting in the familiar place on the windowsill at the corner of the street in the alley. As he approached with his box and his string and his apples, the parrot squawked for him to follow and flew down the alleyway. But instead of following him into the alleyway, Earl went to the place where the parrot usually sat, and just below there, on the sidewalk, he put his string through the bottom of the box and pulled it through. He tied a knot in the string so the string made a loop, and he laid out the string in a big circle. And in the middle of the circle, he put a slice of the apple. Then he moved the box back and hid behind it, just on the other side of the stairway, where the bird, if he came back, would sit, but where the bird would not see him if it was looking at the apple. Earl waited. After a few minutes, when the parrot decided that no one was following him, it flew back out of the alley and sat on the windowsill and looked up and down the street. Then the parrot looked down and spied the apple slice. "Ah," said the parrot to no one. "Bugsy wants an apple," said the parrot. And Earl realized the parrot's name must be Bugsy. "Bugsy wants an apple," said the parrot again. And it flew down, looked at the piece of the apple, looked around and didn't see anybody, and it didn't notice the loop of string. Bugsy strutted over and started pecking at the apple. Earl had put several slices out, and they were big pieces, and Bugsy started to pick them up one at a time and eat them. As Bugsy moved its beak up as it swallowed the apple slice, Earl carefully pulled on the string and the knot. The loop of the string got smaller and smaller. Bugsy kept eating the apple slices, and Earl kept pulling on the string, with its loop getting smaller and smaller. And when Bugsy started eating the second big slice of apple, and it lifted its head to swallow the whole thing, Earl jerked on the string, and the knot of the string jumped forward, and the loop of the string tightened around Bugsy's leg. Earl kept pulling the string, and the string was now tight around Bugsy's leg, and Bugsy was surprised, and he flapped his big wings, and he tried to fly away, but the string was tied tight to his leg, and it wouldn't let go. Earl kept pulling on the string, and the parrot, which had dropped the apple, was flapping and was saying, "Help me! Help Bugsy! Help me! Let me go! Help me!" Earl pulled and pulled on the string, bringing the bird closer and closer to him, and pretty soon Earl had pulled the parrot right up to and then into the cardboard box that he had brought. It was just big enough for the bird. Holding tightly to the string, which tied the parrot down, Earl closed the lid on top of the parrot. He had Bugsy in the box. "Let me go," said Bugsy from the inside of the box. "Let me go," Earl said. "I'm not going to let you go, Bugsy. I want to know what happened to my friend Omar. What did you do with Omar?" "Omar gone," said Bugsy. "Omar gone." "Where?" said Earl. "Where did you take him, Bugsy?" Bugsy said, "Down the alley. Omar's down the alley." So Earl began to talk with Bugsy, who didn't have many words, but he was a smart bird, and parrots can talk. Bugsy explained that although he looked like a parrot, he was not. He was a kid. They used to live in town, but last month a woman who lived high upon a hill in the forest had kidnapped him, and with a special machine which had a big red button, had turned him into a parrot. He couldn't remember who he had been, but he knew he didn't like being a parrot, and he wanted to be who he was. The woman had called him Bugsy, and said if he did what she asked, one day she'd turn him back into a kid. So Bugsy did what she asked. And what she had asked was that he sit on the corner, and any time some children came along, he would shout at them and ask them to follow him. He should talk to them and lead them down the alley. And at the end of the alley, there was a little door, and the door would spring open when Bugsy came. Bugsy would let the children get close to him. They all hoped they would capture him. And then Bugsy would fly into the little door, and the children, being very close to capturing him, would chase after him through the door. But no sooner had the children stepped through the door than a slide would open in the floor under their feet, and down they would slide while Bugsy would just fly back out of the door and down the alley. "And where did the children slide to?" asked Earl. "Into a cage underneath, where they couldn't get out," said Bugsy. "And then in the evening, the woman from the hill would come down from upstairs and take all the children out of the cage and lock them in the attic in the house until she could take them back to her house on the hill," said Bugsy. "I would fly back out to sit on the windowsill and call to more children to follow me." Earl listened to this, and he asked more questions. What happened to the children? Where were the children now? Had he seen Omar? At first, Bugsy wouldn't say any more, but Earl shook the box. And with that, Bugsy thought it was a good idea to help him, and Bugsy thought maybe Earl could help him. Bugsy said that the little boy from yesterday, Omar, had followed him down the alley and in through the little open door. The trap door had opened, and the little boy had slid down into the cage. But the woman had not come. Bugsy didn't know why. She was probably sleeping upstairs in the house, and there had been no way to get past her to free him. Bugsy did not know how to get Omar or the other children free that were locked in the cage. Bugsy then cried, saying he was so sorry, but he was tired of being a parrot, and he wanted to be a little boy again. Earl thought for a moment, and they said, "Bugsy, are there any children in the cage today?" "No," said Bugsy. He had been working all day, but the only child that came along was Omar, and the witch had come down and taken him out of the cage and put him in the locked room upstairs. There were no other children that day. "I've got an idea," said Earl to Bugsy. He explained it. The parrot nodded its head. He thought he could help. Earl said if Bugsy helped him, Earl would try to help Bugsy. They went down into the alley, and Bugsy showed him where the little door where the trap was and where the door into the witch's house was. Bugsy flew up to the window and then back down and told Earl that the witch was sleeping upstairs. They quietly went into the house and into the basement, down the steps, and turning to the right, Earl found the cage with its iron bars, straw on the floor, and a metal slide that channeled the kids into the cage. Earl and Bugsy hid themselves and waited. It was getting dark, and Earl wasn't sure that the witch was going to come down, but he stuck to his plan and waited. And sure enough, he could hear the steps creak as the witch came down from the second floor to the first, and then from the first floor down the stone steps into the basement. It was quite dark, and Earl was hiding. He couldn't see the witch, but he could hear her. And then he heard her saying, "Oh, I hope I have some children here. Are there any children down here? I'm so sorry if you fell down the slide. I don't know what's wrong with that. We should have that fixed." From inside the cage, a little child said, "Oh, help me. I need some help. I fell down the slide. Please help me." The witch said with a smile in her voice, "Certainly, my dear. That's what I'm here for. I'm going to help you. Are you all alone in there?" "Yes," said the little child. "I fell down the slide chasing the beautiful bird. Help me, please." "Yes, I'm coming, my precious." Earl heard the clinking of a heavy key when the witch took it out from her pocket. He heard the chunking of the door being unlocked and the sound of it opening, of someone stepping on the straw inside the cage. "Where are you, my child? I don't see you. It's very dark. Come forward and hold my hand." "I'm over here," said the child. "I'm over here in the corner. I'm hurt. My leg hurts. I hurt my leg when I fell down the slide." "Ah," said the witch, "I'll come and get you." She moved deeper into the cell, and holding her hand against the wall, moving for the corner, stepping towards it, closer and closer. It was then that Earl quietly came out from behind, from underneath the steps, tiptoed over, and closed the door on the cage. It clicked shut. Earl had a stick in his hand, and he pushed the stick into the lock and broke it off, so that even if the witch had the key, she wouldn't be able to get into it. She was locked in. The witch turned around and said, "Who is that?" Earl said nothing. The witch said, "Where are you, child?" And with that, there was a rustle, and out from the corner, underneath the witch's hands, flew the parrot, which flew up to the bars, and because he was thin, threw them and out of the cage. Without waiting for the witch, the parrot, Bugsy, and Earl ran up the steps as quick as they could to the first floor, then up to the second floor, where Earl shouted, "Omar!" Then they heard banging on the door. From a locked closet, there was a muffled voice of Omar. "Help me," said Omar. "Let me out." The key to the locked closet was there on the little table. Earl grabbed it, unlocked it, and out fell Omar. "Earl, what are you doing here? There's a witch here. I was following a parrot. I slid down this thing into a cage, and she captured me." "Quick, Omar," said Earl. "We need to get out." The two of them held hands, and Bugsy flew behind them, and they rushed out of the house and out of the alley. They got home safely, and Bugsy followed them. Everybody admired the beautiful bird. Omar was very happy, even though he knew it had been a close call. Earl then took Bugsy to the master mechanic and explained the problem to him. The master mechanic put the beautiful bird in his transmogrifier and turned him back into a little boy, and it was Frankie. And Frankie was very grateful. The end.